Dave Nauman works for Petersburg's Parks and Recreation Department, and he's worked on all sorts of stuff. Trails, ball fields, cabins. But the one place that he's wanted to fix up for a long time is the shelter at Sandy Beach. Nauman has seen the damage that nature has imposed on the building. He shows off some of the logs from the old shelter. He takes his knife and sticks it straight through, peeling off layer after layer of rotting wood.
The logs here, this is in a corner of the old structure that I tore down. And the logs here are you can see that with my pocket knife, they're super rotten. And I'm just tearing the log apart. And so there's just zero structural integrity in the corner. And as soon as you lose the corner, you pretty much lose the structure.
The shelter is used constantly by Petersburg residents for barbecues, birthdays, events right on the water. The other shelter at Sandy Beach was only recently rebuilt in 2009, but this one hasn't been worked on in decades. And Nauman says that with so many rotten logs in the structure, it was dangerous.
It wasn't as safe as it looked, you know, and the truth is it's all a guess, right? Like, we could have probably gone another 5, 10 years, maybe, who knows, or 6 months, you know. Big windstorm or, you know, act of God, who knows?
Nauman says it was a disaster waiting to happen, and he didn't want to leave the fate of the building up to Mother Nature. So when the opportunity came for him to fix up the area, he took advantage.
This particular one, my boss came to me a few years ago, or I guess just a couple of years ago, and asking me for capital improvement projects for the rec department. And I mentioned that the logs on this shelter were getting pretty rotten and it was kind of racked, and so we put into the state for a grant, and lo and behold, we got it.
Nauman says the $55,000 project has required about a year of preparation. First, he had to get permissions, and then he had to come up with a design and get it passed. After that, the old shelter needed to be torn down and new materials needed to be purchased before construction could really begin. As of now, Nauman's still in the early building stages. He's constructing the first few layers of the shelter, which will consist of large logs laying lengthwise over a concrete foundation. To show off exactly what that process will take, Nauman grabs his chainsaw and starts cutting through a nearly 20-foot log.
Right now, this is a long, straight, thick yellow cedar log, and I need to rip it in half lengthwise. So I have two half logs. And they're called sill logs that are going to go down here on this stem wall that we poured last week, concrete. And the idea with that was to get the logs off the ground, because the reason why these logs are rotten and need to be replaced were because they were just put on the ground. And so they wicked a lot of water and rotted pretty fast, relative to being on a wall, of course. My goal for this project is to be done. Of course, I want to have it done before the snow flies. I get laid off December 1st from the borough, and I'd like to have it done this fall, you know, to have it all complete.
And do you think that'll happen? What's the process going to be like? Is it just putting up logs until that point, or is there more to it after that?
Well, it's getting the walls up to the proper elevation, and then it's constructing the trusses and gables and ridge poles, and that'll all be done out of logs, too. I'm going to do that actually over at the ball field where I have my shop, and I'll construct those over there, and then I'll bring them over here, put them together, and install them.
Nauman adds that he's trying to keep the project as under budget as possible, because if there's money remaining, he says the department will use it to fix up the worn-down trails behind the shelter. But while Nauman has spent most of his time at the shelter on construction and restoration, he says he's also trying to become a bit of a historian, too. Nauman says that Sandy Beach has played a significant part in Petersburg's history, and he wants to learn as much as he can about it.
The rumor is that the Civilian Conservation Corps originally built these structures out here and the chimneys and poured the floors. There's a date in the concrete in the other Shelter 1 of 1942 or 43, I think. And so that's as close as I've gotten, and that's pretty much as much history as I've gotten. I don't know when they were rebuilt in the interim. But, like I said, if anybody has any information, I'd love to hear it.